is controlling the concentrated animal feeding operations. I think we depend an awful lot on our groundwater, and I realize it's a very contentious issue, and but it's very important from an economic and environmental problem. And so my recommendation based on my experience both in Sullivan County and here in this karst topography and my experience with, as a biologist, that we implement pretty strong language to control that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Young, I thank you so much because Sullivan County, I find it interesting how many years since you lived in Sullivan County?
My family has lived in Sullivan County for over 200 years. I grew up in Sullivan County.
I mean, when did you move here? Because it's interesting.
We moved here 5.5 years ago.
Okay. There's a millionaire or a billionaire that spent $50 million in Sullivan County to clean up the town. And so I'm assuming you were talking about the same CAFO,
yes.
The hog farm?
Yeah. And I realize there's been strides made in controlling odor, controlling the particulates coming out of the barns. And I know there's been improvements. We had a farm there in southeast Sullivan County, and the smell wasn't every day. But when they cleaned out the barns or cleaned out the lagoons, it was very strong. I know there's been improvements, and I know they have lagoons, but when we get a big rainfall and those lagoons overflow, which was fairly common, that would go in the streams. Muscle Fork Creek, which is very close to our farm, years ago used to have lots of fish, lots of animals. Now it's got a black scum along the water line. There are no fish in it, and this is all downstream from CAFOs.
Thank you. That because I think our legislators were taken to a CAFO hog farm that was the ones that voted, they told me the reason that there was no smell, you couldn't even tell it was a hog farm, they said. But then right after that, the Missouri Ruralist came out with an article which prompted me to do some research on it, how that he had spent $50 million because he cared about the environment and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Yeah.
And at that suggested that maybe we could get into southwest Missouri.
Yeah. Well, I would be as concerned about groundwater and runoff, which is very hard to control. And as we've seen here, we get major precipitation events that would be hard to control. And I just don't see how we could keep it out of our groundwater.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Come on up.
Your ordinance, how is it defined to you? By the different types of animals?
DNR confines it. It does not affect any farmer in Taney County.
Four different classes. Well,
apparently there's some concern about it possible affecting.
So
I think that needs to be known.
Class 1A is 7,000. Class 1B is 3,000 to 6,999. Class 1C is 1,000 to 2,999. Class 2 is 300 to 1,000.
On what size of an area?
In a confined area. It doesn't...
In a confined area. It's...
No.
It's not going to affect any existing...
No, those are animal units, and I was concerned...
Well, I know you say it won't affect, but if you say 1,000 animals... What size area and what type of animal?
It breaks it out.
I mean,
an animal
defined,
unit.
You know, on what size of area and everything.
It is defined. Of course, the DNR is the ruler of it. That's what Senate Bill 391 gave them. You know, the complete control, and then the Clean Water Commission will be the one that serves as investigator. But in this, it has one beef cow or feeder cow calf pair or dairy heifer would be for one animal unit. So the smallest possible would be, and this was something I called on. I tried to talk to farmers that I knew to make sure that it would not cover any farmer in Taney County, because when I went to the health board, they were speaking on this of the unions, and it was said then it will not apply to any farmer in Taney County. It's in a confined, concentrated animal feeding operation is the word in the ordinance.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? You have those all, you would have to have like a 1,000 cows to qualify for the one.
I know several people who've got 1,000 cows.
In a confined animal, inside
but
one fence.
Got, what I'm saying is you've got to tell what a confined area is. Is 1,000 acres with a fence around it, is that confined?
No.
Is it or isn't? If you don't describe what it is, it could be. And that's what I'm saying, is you've got to describe what a confined area is. Well, you're saying, see, and that's what I'm getting at. You're saying they have to be in a building with a concrete floor, so if I don't have a roof over it, then it's okay.
No, the ordinance doesn't say that.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's got a different opinion of what confined is, so your ordinance, in order to be enforced, needs to state what confined is.
DNR defines it.
Have you looked at DNR's site at all? It defines it.
I'm concerned about your ordinance, what it's going to say.
In order to be a building, it has to have a roof over it. If they're saying a building with a concrete floor, it doesn't have to have a roof over
it. Well, some people are saying a building with a concrete floor, but I'm assuming that like an open feed lot with a dirt ground is also going to be considered a confined.
We probably should come to the mic, anybody that talks.
Hold on one second. In our ordinance, animal feeding operation, a lot, building, or complex at an operating location where animals are stabled or confined and fed or maintained for a total of 45 days or more in any 12-month period, and crops, vegetation, forage growth, or post-harvest residues cannot be sustained over at least 50% of the animal confinement areas within the normal crop growing season.
So it does not have to be a building, does not
a
have
lot,
to have
building
a concrete
or complex
floor
at an area, at an operating location where animals are stabled or confined and fed or maintained. Stabled or confined and fed or maintained. So that's confined. It's not open pasture with fields and fences. And that's not the definition. The definition
but you
is,
see what my point is, there's people out here in the audience that have a different opinion of what confined is. Some are saying
it's also written out in our
ordinance.
Okay. Hogs or cattle?
Anything. Any animal that
can be a farrowing unit, like 5,000 to 10,000 sows. There's a lot of them coming down into the area over north of St. Louis. I've got a boy that lives there in that city. The reason they're building them down here is they shut them off in Iowa. You have to have so much land to put the manure on.
Swine is the main concern. It says 10 swine weighing less than 55 pounds would equal one animal unit.
10?
One animal unit.
10 of them weighing less than
55 pounds.
Is one animal.
One animal unit. And to qualify under the CAFO, and Brandon, you may have found it there, it has different classes, and it's several thousand that qualifies of a, I'm going to say, hog to qualify.
My concern is unless somebody has it definitely defined what the confinement is and everything, and you're going to have somebody move in from another state that has a different type of CAFO ruling or something, then they're going to want to put that to here. And if you don't have a definition of what the confinement is, how can you fight and say it's not, or that it is?
The law puts DNR in charge of it, and in their statute, they cover, in their directions,
and
they cover exactly.
And it is defined in DNR statute as to how many per acre or whatever.
The per acre, I don't remember seeing in anything. It's confined area. So if it goes over 25,000 hogs that are in one confined area. If I were a farmer and I had 200 acres and I were running, and of course you can just run so many cattle on the land to produce it, they're not going to be in a confined area. They're in DNR it says they're given antibiotics because they're in such a close confined area. They're given antibiotics and they're fed growth hormone feed for mass production.
25,000.
I'm using that for hogs. No.
Which actually, if you're saying 25,000, you're actually saying on the under 150, that'd be 250,000. Actual hit. Be one animal you.
No. It's 10 swine weighing less than 55 pounds.
10 swine weighing less than 55 is considered one.
One animal unit.
Mm-hmm. How many hogs and swine do you know weighing less than 55 pounds? I mean, most of them are quite...
Any of them weighing less than 55 pounds would keep it. But what I'm saying is, you know, what she's saying, I thought she said 150 pounds is 55.
Yeah, 55.
I said 55.
A non-technical experience. I was in Kansas and my home of northern Wisconsin, and every year in August, the first week in August, I went to visit my folks, drove the route that is now Interstate 35, and when I was going through Iowa, there was an area for about an hour that I had to roll up the windows in my car because it stunk so bad. My family was with me, and I did not have air conditioning, and that was a miserable part of the ride. And that's one of the things I think we can probably expect from a farm like that. And I think there's a lot of people here that would not like to see that farm.
Does anyone else want to come up to the mic?
Well, it's also in our ordinance as well. It says, and crops, vegetation, forage, or post-harvest residues cannot be sustained over at least 50% of the animal confinement area. So what, Sheriff, what pretty much what that's saying is that defines a confinement area. No, you can't just have a big feedlot there with 20,000 head of whatever, because then you cannot, crops, vegetation, and forage growth can't be sustained. So again, apologize, we just got a revised version this morning.
I just want to make sure that it is well defined. So
and it is, it's defined.
In the future, if this was to pass in the future, that we don't end up with something that is going to solve the problem.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that. Some of the key things,
I'm probably against this.
No, I know.
I just want you to find
you want to make sure it's enforceable.
Right.
There's a few things in here that I kind of want to point out. I don't know if you guys have looked at it yet or not, but, written authorization issued by the Taney County Commission to erect, construct, develop, use, occupy, expand, modify, or operate a capable. So that's kind of where, the commission has to give written authorization. Operating permit and or letter of approval required of a CAFO by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and the Taney County Commission pursuant to the Missouri Clean Water Law. So again, commission has to approve that. No CAFO shall be erected, constructed, developed, used, operated, occupied, expanded to a different classification of CAFO or otherwise established within Taney County, unless a county health permit has been issued by the Taney County Commission. There has to be, I believe there's somewhere that says that has to be at least one public hearing held prior to approving of any county health permit. So at that time, there would still be given a chance for everybody to come and voice their opinion. So if this commission is not in place at the time, if it's in the future, it's a new commission, however many years from now, the public still has the ability to come and be heard before the health permit's actually applied or
The purpose is to give Taney County a voice. Senate Bill 300.